I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, August 26, 2019. Kennedy and Annie are off on vacation this week, so producer Dan and I completely ruined the show. And you're going to get to relive that right now. I mean, I warned them, right?
Hey, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Thank you, Dan. Don't forget, too, to leave a review if you would. Maybe not for today. Maybe listen to a show from last week and then leave a review. We're going to talk to our coworker, Heather. She could be the biggest Jonas Brothers fan in the country. She's been traveling everywhere to see their shows and sneak in and meet them and all that good stuff. I survived a bear attack. That might be exaggerating a little bit, but it's still a funny story. We hear some crazy stories about how'd you almost kill yourself trying to get rid of a bug or a varmint or whatever. And then just kind of recapping what we did over the weekend. How was your weekend? Did you survive a bear attack like we did?
You keep saying that.
Dude, if a bear comes through your campsite, you have survived a bear attack. I don't care what you say.
Well, did he attack you?
Well, no, he didn't attack. He attacked our campsite.
So you were near a bear.
Ish. So here's the story. We went camping this weekend. I told you we were doing this big trip. It's like 7 or 8 dads all from Charlestown and then all of the kids. Utter chaos. And no, I did not take my acoustic guitar.
Smart man. You learned from Friday.
There was no Old Town Road, although they did sing that song all weekend long around the campfire.
And maybe so, that's what attracted the bear. He loves Lil Nas X.
We go to this campground, and it is upstate New York. It's right near Woodstock, New York, and it's beautiful. It's right on a river. People are fishing and fly fishing and tubing down there. It was just amazing. We had a great time. But this campground, it's called like Black Bear something campground. And I just thought it was like, you know, a cute name for a campground. No, I get up Saturday morning and I go to the bathroom, and right across the dirt road from the bathroom is the trash dumpster, and there is a black bear picking out breakfast.
Oh yeah, you don't want to camp anywhere near a trash because the bears will come out.
And it's a, you know, it's like a full grown mama bear.
How big do black bears get? I have
not
no
that
idea.
Big. I he's probably 100. She was probably 100, 125 pounds or something like that. But, you know, big enough to scare the crap out of you.
It would do damage to a human being, for sure.
Right. And what was crazy was earlier the kids had said, oh, we saw a baby bear. I'm like, you did not see a baby bear. I've been camping my entire life. I've never seen a bear. I've never seen a moose. I rarely see a deer. You have not seen a bear. So then when I see the bear, I'm like, I come running back to the campground like I'm an 8-year-old boy.
Do you need a change of shorts?
Right. I saw a bear. I saw a bear. I got a picture. So fast forward to later in the day on Saturday, we take all of the kids and we go across the street and we're going to do what any good dad would do right before dinner, take them all out for ice cream. We were going to ply them up with sugar before dinner. So then that way after dinner, when they eat, they're ready for bed.
True camping, going to the ice cream shop.
Exactly. So while we're gone camping, one of the dads was still fishing on the river. He shows up at the ice cream shop. He's like, there's been a problem. We've been attacked. And we're like, what are you talking about? Well, the guy that owns the campground comes into our campsite because there is now a bear going through ravaging our site.
Did you guys have food in the campsite?
We had everything in the campsite. And he picks up a phone, the owner of the campground, who is a cross between Kenny Rogers and Burt Reynolds.
Right.
With the voice of Billy Bob Thornton. And starts recording the bear attack happening in our campsite.
That's not.
And he happened to grab my phone.
And your friend's back. If you stand real still, they won't even know you're there. Well, I guess he's going to wash some dishes for you if you guys don't. garbage. Hey. Yeah.
And this he starts yelling at the bear.
That's not the move for me.
That is not the move for me either.
I'm not getting in a fight with a bear over your garbage.
And of course, you have a bunch of kids who range from like age 6 to about 12 who are now all freaking out because our campsite has been ravaged by a black bear. And we're like, no, everything's going to be fine. We send a group of dads ahead to clear the campsite. I was not one of those dads.
You send a dad recon team.
Yes.
Scouts.
Let me grab Laura here, who's from Cambridge. You have a story about your dad surviving a bear attack. What happened?
My dad actually takes a bunch of kids camping during the summer.
Right.
And they have a rule, like, don't bring any food inside of your tent. There are bears. You never know what's going to come through the camp.
Right.
So he's out watching their campfire, and the kids are all in the tents, and a bear comes through. So he's not going to say anything because he doesn't want to freak the kids out. But the bear starts sniffing the side of one of the tents that the kids are in.
They're inside of the tent?
How old are the kids?
They're like 13, 14-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh.
So he goes, like, so anybody got any food in there? And they're like, no. And the bear starts pushing its face against the tent. And my dad's like, are you sure there's no food in there? And he says, I can't tell you how fast this happened. Unzipped, and a pack of Oreos comes flying out of the tent. The bear takes them and leaves.
Oh, my gosh. He would have ripped through that tent.
Oh, he was like, I wasn't super scared. That was very a lot. But the kids were definitely telling that story the next day.
Oh, my God. Don't die over Oreos, guys.
I hope they were double stuff.
I also heard that you can't have toothpaste, that they smell toothpaste.
Nope.
You can't have that
lots
in your tent.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So now what's the protocol if you come face-to-face with a bear in the wilderness? Are you supposed to just not move? Are you supposed to get big to intimidate them, curl up in the fetal position
depends
to cry?
On the kind of bear. For black bears, they say get big. For grizzlies, they say run.
Right. Just a grizzly, just
run?
You don't want to be in the. You don't want to be anywhere near a grizzly.
Don't
bear.
Those things truck like
no
30
way
miles an hour?
Right. You just don't want to be anywhere near.
Run faster, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Laura. We appreciate you calling and sharing the story.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, that bear, when the dude scared him, went up a tree like a cat goes up a tree.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it in my life because that scared me even more. Because you're like, oh, well, what do you do if this bear attacks you? I don't head for a tree. No, that dude goes up a tree faster than you can ever imagine.
Yeah, you pray.
Right. Somebody texted in and said, Carson, you're such a drama queen. What?
You're a little bit of a drama queen.
What are you talking about?
You weren't
about
even in the camp. You're saying you survived a bear attack.
Well, there was other bears there while we were there. I must have seen like three or four bears.
Basically, your story is I was in the woods.
I was.
Carson Tager, bear attack survivor.
I'm just saying. T's and P's. T's and P's for our garbage can.
Oh, Yogi Bear came to your
oh home. My gosh. We just got a text too from the 338 or 339. Hey, we just survived a bison stampede. Did you see that in the news? Those people got attacked.
Yeah,
cars
that
got
little girl got like flipped.
No, I don't think that was that one. That was a different one from a couple of weeks ago. No, this was just like last week, and they hit the cars and just smashed all of the cars.
Don't mess with bison, apparently.
Anyway, don't mess with bears. Just like put your food away. Is a tip for you people. Don't leave anything out. And I mean, we had all the stuff in coolers and everything. It was just crazy.
Here's another tip. Stay in your house. There's no bears there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Jonas Brothers on tour right now. The Happiness Begins tour. I'd say they're about 4 to 6 weeks into this tour all around the country. And I've asked our coworker Heather to join us here this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, guys.
How old are you, Heather?
25
years old. How long have you worked here?
About 3 years.
What is your official title now?
Promotions assistant.
Okay. And I know you've kind of worked all over at this radio station, working on the street team. You're just always there when something needs to be done. You help out.
Yeah.
And we're appreciative of that.
Oh, thank you.
Kind of like the people behind the scenes of the radio station. You understand how hard they have to work sometimes to make sure all of the stuff that we do happens. And Heather is a part of that team. And you are what I consider to be probably the biggest Jonas Brothers fan over 25 in the country.
Probably, yeah.
You could just say the biggest Jonas Brothers fan in the country.
Okay. Age does not matter.
And what is it about the Jonas Brothers?
I've just loved them since I was like 10 years old.
Right.
So I don't know. They're just one of those bands for me.
No, she's right in that age range with Annie where they grew up with them and they just never left.
I know, but this is something more than that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you ever want to date one of them or was it just?
Yeah, of course.
Which one was your guy?
Joe.
Joe was your guy.
Always Joe.
All right, so.
Justice for Kevin.
I think I counted the shows. There's maybe 12 or 13 shows thus far in this tour.
Yeah, I think like around 12.
And you've seen?
I've seen seven.
Seven?
We're talking Philly, Miami, New York. How do you afford to go to all of those shows?
You know, some of the tickets are free.
Right.
travel with friends. You can split transportation and places to stay.
Right.
Airline points and a credit card.
So do you actually get free tickets just from being a humongous Jonas Brothers fan?
Yeah, I have before.
Have you ever met the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, I've met them.
I know, that's a dumb question.
I've met them a few times.
Right. Do they know you by name by now?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
So are they really all like 5'4" or close?
They're pretty short, but like I'm also short, so when I take my pictures with them, like I make them look tall.
Perspective is key.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is our coworker, Heather, who has gone to see pretty much every show this tour with the Jonas Brothers. So when you come into the room to meet them, do they have a nickname for you or do they just know you're Heather?
No, they just know.
Right.
Like in Miami, I saw them and like met them for the first time, obviously, in like 6 years together. So
right.
It was like they were pretty excited. Well, I don't know if they were excited. I was pretty excited. But they all said good to see me and like, how have you been? So like they knew.
Do you take them gifts or anything?
No, I'm not. Not really. I'm the gift.
No, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy. I consider myself the gift.
Get it, girl. They must be like, Heather, how the hell did you get to Buffalo?
Pretty much.
Do you think you're going to show up in any of their tour video at the end of the tour?
Yeah, so we actually, in Miami, the opening night, American Airlines is the sponsor of the tour, and they were just going around filming people, like, asking random questions. So they came over and started to film us. And then at the end of it, they surprised us with a meet and greet.
Right.
So then they filmed our entire meet and greet, too. So, like, I'm a little nervous to see that because I feel like I was awkward. But
do you ever try and sneak in anywhere where you're not supposed to be, like down into the pit or backstage?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's the sneakiest thing you've done?
Not this tour, but when they played Radio City for like their comeback back in 2012, I actually snuck into their meet and greet that was $1,000.
Woo!
So that was like pretty risky of me.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm too scared to do that now. Sneaking into a better seat is like the farthest I'll go now.
An artist we interviewed said somebody snuck into his dressing room and they were like wearing the robes that were for him or whatever.
Right. Who was that?
I don't remember who it was. Anyway.
Was that Charlie Puth or? No, it was one of the One Direction guys.
Oh, it might have been.
I think it was Liam or
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It might have been.
$1,000. I'm scared to sneak into a movie theater that I didn't pay for.
Right.
You're a champion.
When I was younger, I did not care. I would sneak into anything and everything. But now I'm like, I guess I could go to jail. So
do you get concerned that as you get older, you're going to kind of lose your love for them?
I mean, I'm 25 and I'm so crazy now that like
you can't
I don't
see it
know.
Going away.
Yeah,
you're going to be like Kennedy and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I just think that like if they broke up again and in 10 years they said, oh, we're going on tour again, I would probably be even more crazy than I am right now.
Is it true that you thought about going to the concert last night?
Yeah, so they were doing their VMA performance down on the shore, Jersey Shore, and you couldn't get in unless you had tickets, and I didn't have tickets, but I was like, I need to try to go to this.
Right.
And then I just said, no, I need to rest because I'm getting sick right now and I'm seeing them this week at Madison Square Garden. So I was like, no, just stay home and rest. Like, you're not even going to get in. And then all my friends got in, so I had FOMO.
I saw a fun tip. If you just walk around with a ladder, they'll assume you work there and they'll let you in almost anywhere.
I guess I have to start carrying a ladder around with me. Who knows where I'll end up?
People snuck into the Super Bowl that way. It works.
That is incredible. So our coworker, Heather, who spends most of her free time now traveling around the country following the Jonas Brothers. So the next show is New York?
Yeah, two nights in New York this
right.
week.
Wow. And meet and greet, any of that stuff?
Not yet. Right. We'll see.
You're very serious about this.
You're going to die broke, but what a ride.
I say this all the time. Like, you can make your money back. You can't make your memories back. So
you can't re-meet the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, who knows what could happen if I don't meet them this week.
Right.
What? You don't ever know.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing your story.
Tell Joe I said hi.
I'll tell them you all say hello.
Were you just heartbroken when they all got married? No, we're still on the air. She was starting to take off her headphones walking away.
I'm done with you two.
Yeah. I was upset when Joe got engaged just because I didn't see it coming.
He didn't tell you?
No, they didn't phone me up and say, hey, like, I'm going to propose this week, so you better prepare. So that took me as a shock. But when he got married, I was happy. I like Sophie Turner. Like, I think she's so cool.
Right.
Nick, I didn't really care about.
Okay.
That was just, like, whatever to me.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy and Annie are off all this week. It is me and producer Dan. We're just going to go ahead and apologize for this week worth of shows ahead of time.
Where'd all the girls go?
I don't know. They're out of here. I just realized, I was like, why did we allow this to happen? What were we thinking?
Yeah, where's HR on this one?
Right.
Half the show just leaves.
You and I, Turks and Caicos, next year, what do you say?
Oh, I'm in.
How was your weekend, Dan?
It was awesome. I went to P-Town for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. How was it?
It's like a different world down there. It's like you're not in Massachusetts anymore.
And you went to Carnival, so there was
it was the last day.
Yeah,
it was super fun. I had a blast.
Yeah, were you very popular?
You know, I did get hit on.
Yeah.
I didn't get hit on a lot because I had a girl 5 feet from me most of the time,
right,
which is an indicator.
Uh-huh.
But she was taking a picture for somebody else. Basically, she loves taking pictures for other people. Like, it's her dream. She likes to hit the angles and get the picture right.
All right.
So we were right by a railing, which was where a lot of people were taking pictures.
Right.
And she'd always run over and go, oh, if she sees someone struggling to take a selfie, she'd go, can I go over and take this picture for you?
Wow. Okay.
And she ended up forming a line of people that wanted, so she was busy over there.
Is she making any money off of this deal?
No,
like $5?
She does it for the love of the game.
There was a guy that did that when we went to Philly. You know, you run up the stairs, mm-hmm, and then some just dude, like, offered to take a picture. I was like, oh, thanks, man. He's like, yeah, that'll be $5. I was like, what? And then I just realized it was his hustle to stand.
Yeah, welcome to Philly. Can't knock the hustle.
Right.
So she has now formed a line of people to take pictures for, and she's living her dream. And then somebody, I'm just kind of lingering to the side, watching her, waiting for her to finish.
Right.
And somebody bumps into me, which now looking back, it could have been an accident. We were in a big, it was crowded.
Right.
Or maybe that was like a conversation starter where he bumped into me.
Right.
So then we start talking, mm-hmm, and you know, it's like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. It's not a long conversation.
Right.
They're usually like, what are you doing down here? Where are you from? Yada, yada.
Right.
And then he goes, who are you here with? You here with a group? His name was Matt. He's a nice guy. And I go, yeah, I'm with a couple people. We came down, like a whole car full of us today.
You don't even realize you're about to go out on a date with this guy. You don't even know what's happened.
And he's like, oh, yeah, where are they at? I go, oh, that's the girl I'm with right there. And he looks over, and she's 5 feet from me, snapping pictures in her glory.
Right.
Then he looks back at me. All right, nice talking to you. I got to go get a cocktail. His drink was full. He didn't need a cocktail. It was basically like, all right, I'm done with you. Straight man.
You didn't even know he was like figuring out like the next 24 hours with you in the back of his head.
No, just like, hey, what's up, man? I'm Dan.
And 30 seconds later, he was gone out of your life.
He looks at his drink and goes, I need a cocktail. I was like, it's full. And then he just walked away.
That was a euphemism, Dan, and you didn't have what he was looking for. My poor wife, I want to talk a lot about our camping trip, but I'm going to save that for a little bit later on the show because it was pretty crazy. But my poor wife, so she and her sister went on a sister's trip this weekend to Turks and Caicos, right? And they got stuck on the way there in the airport. They finally made it there, not too terribly late, but then coming back, so she was supposed to be back on Saturday.
Right.
And they get to the airport. They spend 9 hours in the airport. They keep delaying the plane. And they end up just canceling it completely.
Did they hook them up with a place to stay or?
Surprisingly, they did. And they ended up in this 5-star resort.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with like a meal voucher or whatever. I guess normally they don't do this, but I guess because it's so expensive down there. So they wisely, they booked a flight for the next day at a later time, just as a backup.
Right.
So they go back to the airport yesterday and spend another 12 hours there with their flight, keep getting delayed. And then all of the people that were on those flights are trying to get on other flights. All I know is this morning when I woke up at 3:30, she was at home and she had just gotten home. I think she got home at like 1 or 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow. She's going to be knocked out for the whole day.
She was so upset about the whole thing. And there's a tropical storm heading in to that part of the country, like maybe Barbados or somewhere over there. And she was just so worried about being stuck on this island for who knows how long.
Right.
And she said, it's crazy. So the airport at Turks and Caicos, they don't have agents for each airline. They just have people working at the airport.
There's just guys strolling around.
Yeah, there's just people there that work for the airport. Nobody works for particular airlines, per se. No air conditioning.
Oh, that's my nightmare.
Right?
12 hours in an airport.
2 days in a row. I mean, she called me so many times just in tears because she was just exacerbated by the entire situation. Like, what do you do? There's nobody to talk to and there is nowhere to go.
I could never work for an airline in that scenario. There's just a bunch of hungry, angry people
that
have been there way too long and it's not your fault. You didn't cancel the flight, but you're stuck there.
And you're on an island. Like, I'm sure that starts. I'm like, my wife is claustrophobic inside elevators. And I can imagine after a couple of days of being on an island, just getting to a point where you're like, The walls are starting to close in. Right. So anyway, I'm glad that she's home.
I'm like, I'm going back to the beach. Yeah. Rum punches for everybody. Right. Call me when my flight's ready.
You know where we don't get stuck, babe? Hampton Beach. A little bit of traffic on the ride back home, but other than that, it's fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know if you know somebody who has actually caused a disaster while trying to get rid of something like a bug or a rodent, but this story is hysterical. And it's from Sturbridge. So I guess this dude had some hornet's nests at his house.
Okay.
And he is trying to get rid of them. I don't know how you get rid of a hornet's nest. I've never had to deal with one.
Very carefully.
Yeah, I would think you just go to, like, you know, the hardware store and get some
Raid would be my first guess.
Right, some sort of spray thing or whatever. But this guy had a better idea. His name is Dave Schmida, and he's from Sturbridge, Mass. And he attempted to kill the hornet's nest with a Roman candle.
Come on, Dave.
Oh, by the way, it's 617-931-1234 if you want to share a funny story like this. So he tries to shoot it with the Roman candle, and he missed. Nothing happens. Okay, great. So what does Dave do? He fires a second one.
Because he's not a quitter, of course.
Right. So he shoots the second one. Guess what happens? Nothing. He misses again.
Dave's a terrible shot.
So he shoots a third Roman candle. And he misses again. But Dave is not one to give up on his dream of destroying this hornet's nest. So he shoots a fourth. And he hits it. Yay, Dave. He finally hits the hornet's nest. The problem is that it ignited the side of his home and his roof.
You know, by the fourth one, I think he kind of deserves it.
Like, what are you thinking? Like, what adult has that many Roman candles at their house?
You know, I kind of get it. Hornets are pure evil. They're Satan's insects.
Right.
And they've made me do a couple barrel rolls on my back deck also.
Right.
But, I mean, that's not the right tool for the job.
I just think it's pretty funny.
It must have been like, man, I got a couple shooters left from 4th of July. Let's light this candle.
Let's get the Roman. I mean, the Roman candles are really big, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Are those ones you set on the ground?
Like, no, you can hold them, and they'll just keep shooting. Like, people have Roman candle fights with each other.
Yeah, where they shoot them at each other.
Wonder how much damage he caused to his home trying to knock a hornet's nest.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't say that in the story.
Just get like a stick in a trash can, suffocate him.
Right. It's just one of those classic, hey, hold my beer. I'm going to try and get rid of this hornet's nest with a Roman candle, right? I wonder if Dave is married.
Not anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
Dave was married. Then the house lit on fire.
All right, let's see. I have Susan, who is from Boston, who apparently has a funny story about something like this. Susan, what happened?
My stepdad, when I was growing up, we had a bunch of sounds in our attic. And he went up to see what it was, and it was a bunch of bats. So he went and got his shotgun and took the shotgun to go shoot the bats out. And he ended up blowing out an entire wall because he hit, a gas line or something.
Oh.
And ruined an entire side and floor of our house trying to shoot at bats.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, not the right tool for the job.
A gas line?
Did no one in the house go, Pops, maybe don't take this when he goes, Miriam, get my rifle.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Leslie is from Pepperell. What happened with you, Leslie?
My father-in-law lit my mother-in-law on fire trying to kill a bee's nest. She came in the house. She had been out filling the bird feeders, and there was a bee's nest, and she came in and asked him to get rid of it, and this big propane tank that had a little torch on it that he'd used to light the grill with. And so he's like, well, I'll just burn them out. And so the bees, when he got it hot, started flying all over the place, and he's swinging his arms around with this tank, and she had on one of those puffy coats with the fuzzy hood lining thingy on it, and that hood liner just went up, poof, and so she was running around, and they yanked the jacket off of her, and I mean, the whole back of her head was singed.
Oh, my gosh.
That fake fur.
And
then
lighting her coat on fire.
Right, right. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thank you, Liz. I appreciate that.
This is why we have exterminators, apparently.
I mean, what is wrong with people?
Stop trying to kill stuff with fire. You're not good at it.
I don't know. Were you around when we had the bird fly into my house through the vent in the kitchen?
I don't think so. What happened?
Yeah, so my wife calls me in hysterics. She hears some fluttering inside the cabinet, which is right over the stove.
Okay.
And I'm like, there's nothing in that cabinet. Just stop. Just open it up. So I was here. They were at the house. And my mother-in-law was over there at the time. So she opens up the cabinet over the stove where the vent is. And a huge black bird flies out and is flying all over the house, right? And so now they're calling me. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? I'm like, open a window.
Open a window, exactly.
Right? And the bird will fly out. And so I get home. because they can't get this bird out of the house. And my mother-in-law is hiding in a bedroom and she has an oven pan.
It's taken over the house?
Yes. They are locked in one little bedroom. Meanwhile, the bird is flying around the rest of the four
stories
of the house.
Watching Netflix in your living room.
Right. And I'm like, you guys are humans. It's a little bird.
I'm surprised Lana didn't get a tennis racket and handle business.
No, she was afraid of that thing. I went in, I opened one window and the bird flew out and that was the end of it. I did not set my house on fire.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.